vacations or for another week of higher money on cash-fed cattle. Calf and feeder cattle prices were steady to mixed at the first auctions of the year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 3rd of January. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Thursday afternoon. There were a few early live sales in the Western Corn Belt, though, at $125 a hundredweight, but too few to trend. Prices in that region last week were at $121 to $123. Cattle futures mostly edged lower, with the heaviest trade since the middle of last month. Except for $3 lower in newly minted away June, live cattle futures closed an average of 22 cents lower. Except for 25 cents higher in October, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 26 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and firm on select, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.17 lower Thursday afternoon at $208.25 a hundredweight. Select was 51 cents higher at $202.63. Corn futures closed 1 to 3 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold steady to mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Given last week's holiday, these trends are all relative to 2 weeks earlier. Steers sold $1 to $2 higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, and heifers sold with higher undertones. There were 3,448 head on offer. At Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds sold steady to $5 higher, but $1 to $6 lower at 750 to 850 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 500 to 600 pounds traded steady to $4 higher, but $3 to $6 lower at 600 to 700 pounds. There are 2,361 head on offer. Also in Iowa, steers weighing 500 pounds sold $5 to $6 higher in the Western Iowa preconditioned sale at Denison Livestock Auction, where there are 1,978 head. Steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold mostly $3 to $5 lower. Lightweight heifers sold $4 higher, but mostly $2 to $4 lower at 600 to 700 pounds. At Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold steady to $3 lower, $2 to $3 higher at 600 to 650 pounds, $1 to $4 lower at 650 to 700 pounds, and $1 to $4 higher at 700 to 750 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $5 higher, but $3 to $7 lower at heavier weights. There were 1,815 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold steady at Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota, where there are 1,649 head. The exception was $4 higher for steers weighing 700 to 750 pounds. Feeder heifers there sold steady on limited receipts. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher Thursday with more optimism regarding China. This time, it was the move by that country to effectively interject more cash into its economy via the lowering of reserve cash requirements for its banks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 330 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 27 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 119 points. Consumer strength the world over has prevented further slowing in the global economy. Without that strength, several European countries and Japan would most likely have fallen into recession by now, says Dan Kowalski, vice president of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division in that organization's 2020 outlook. He explains the powerhouse economies of Europe, Japan, and China depend heavily on manufacturing and exports and have been hit exceptionally hard as global trade growth plumbed to decade lows. Heading into this year, CoBank anticipated Europe's growth being weighed down by risks of a no-deal Brexit, along with the potential for U.S. auto tariff tensions to resurface. In Japan, CoBank analysts say the nation will work to prevent economic contraction despite another increase in its national sales tax, this time from 8 to 10%. As for China, those analysts expect it to make good on its goal of doubling the size of its economy between 2010 and 2020, but it will do so while growing at its slowest pace since 1990. Overall, in its latest quarterly World Economic Outlook, the International Monetary Fund projected global economic growth at 3% for 2019 and at 3.4% for 2020. However, IMF analysts said there were significant risks to that baseline outlook. They explained that if stress failed to dissipate in a few key emerging markets and developing economies, which were underperforming or experiencing severe strain, then global growth in 2020 would fall short of the baseline. Further, they said, escalation of trade tensions and associated increases in policy uncertainty could weaken growth relative to the baseline projection. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 3rd of January. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.